the largest and fiercest bull of all. Just the one for the bullfights in Madrid. So they took him away for the bullfight day in a cart. What a day it was! Flags were flying, bands were playing, and all the lovely ladies had flowers in their hair. They had a parade into the bullring. First came the bandoleros, with long, sharp pins with ribbons on them, to stick in the bull and make him mad. Next came the picadores, who rode skinny horses, and they had long spears to stick in the bull and make him madder. Came the matador, the proudest of them all. He thought he was very handsome and bowed to the ladies. He had a red cape and a sword and was supposed to stick the bull last of all. You know who that was, don't you? Ferdinand. They called him Ferdinand the Fierce. And the bandoleros were afraid of him, and the picadores were afraid of him, and the matador was scared stiff. Ferdinand ran to the middle of the ring. ¶¶ and everyone shouted and clapped because they thought he was going to fight fiercely and butt and snort and stick his horns around. But not Ferdinand. When he got to the middle of the ring, he saw the flowers in all the lovely lady's hair, and he just sat down quietly and smelled. Fight and be fierce, no matter what they did. He just sat and smelled. And the bandoleros were mad. And the picadores were madder. And the matador was so mad, he cried because he couldn't show off with his cape and sword. So they had to take Ferdinand home. Favorite cork tree, smelling the flowers, just quietly.
This is I Can on HD2. KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glenydon Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
And KQHR HD2 The Dells and Hood River 88.1.